Traditionally, company shares were bits of paper held in bank vaults and safe deposit boxes. These days, they're units of digital data that can be bought and sold in a fraction of a second without any human involvement. High-frequency computer-generated trading gives new meaning to Adam Smith's famous phrase about the invisible hand of the market. This type of trading already accounts for about a fifth of the transactions on the Australian Stock Exchange. That's about $1 billion worth of stock turning over every day. And the numbers will soon increase as the ASX is subjected to competition, with the opening of a rival exchange, Chi-X, at the end of the month. Should the rise of high-frequency trading make us alarmed or just alert? Dr. Alex Freno is CEO of the Capital Markets Cooperative Research Centre and Professor of Finance at the University of Sydney, and he joins me in the National Interest. Alex Freno, welcome.
Hello, Peter.
What is high-frequency trading? Just explain it for those of us who aren't so familiar with the stock market.
It's actually quite straightforward. It's where firms known as HFT firms...
HFT for high-frequency trading.
High-frequency trading. Connect to the computer of the Australian Securities Exchange, and the computer takes data from the exchange, makes the trading decision, and executes the trade without any human intervention at all. So it's just a computer-generated transaction.
And it's driven by algorithms, so the sense that the computer is programmed to behave in certain ways, respond to certain signals?
Exactly. So the computer takes data, and based on the data that it receives from the Australian Stock Exchange, decides whether to buy or sell according to programs that it's that have been fed into it.
And the aim here is what? To capture minute movements in share prices across a large volume of shares, and so therefore make a profit by sort of working the margins?
There's a lot of different types of high frequency traders, and they operate in very different ways. I guess there's three classes of them. The class that is most similar to the type that you described is probably the what they call market makers, and this is where the computer both stands willing to buy or sell securities at any point in time. And others, investors coming into the market will trade at their buy and sell price, and it'll make very small amounts of profit on these transactions as it turns them over.
So it's very very high volume, but tiny amounts of profit on each trade, but very high volumes of them.
That's right.
Okay, so that's one form. What's the next form of high frequency trading?
Another form that we don't have in Australia yet, which will arrive when we get our new competing exchange, is known as the arbitrageurs. And what they attempt to do is identify when a security is trading at the same security is trading at a different price on two different markets, and it will buy the security in the market where it's trading at a lower price and sell the security in the market that it's trading at a higher price.
And again,
instantaneously.
And again, the difference may be only a matter of a cent or half a cent, or well, I suppose a cent would be the minimum, but you can make if you do enough volume, you can make a lot of money doing this.
Exactly. If there's sufficient mispricing, if there's sufficient deviation in prices across the markets, then you can make a lot of money.
And this is much more common in the US, as I understand it, where there are a whole lot of different exchanges.
So in the United States, for example, it's been estimated that for a stock like Microsoft, there's 70 different ways that you can trade it in a number of different markets, a number of different venues. So there's a lot of opportunities for you to have differential prices across those 70 different venues. Whereas in Australia... At the moment, it's one exchange, one market, so there's no opportunity for arbitrageurs. With the arrival of the second exchange, these opportunities will present themselves.
I've seen one figure that the high-frequency trading accounts for about 70% of the trades in the US. Is that a correct figure?
Yeah, that's about right. You've got to be careful with these figures. HFT firms actually probably participate in almost all trades, i.e. they're on one side as a buyer or a seller of all trades in the United States. So it's going to be a human trading with a computer. And in terms of the total volume, yes, it's about 70%. The figure that you quoted earlier, 20% for the Australian market, that's, if you like, if we add up all the buying and all the selling by these HFT algorithms and divide that by the total of buying and selling, you get about 20%. But in fact, HFTs in Australia are probably involved in half of the trades we see, i.e. they're on one side of half the transactions that are executed on the Australian Stock Exchange.
Okay, now you said there were three types of high-frequency trading, or HFT.
Yes.
The market makers was the first one you mentioned. Then there was the arbitrage between different stock exchanges. What's the third type?
The third type are probably where we get a little bit more controversial, but they're essentially algorithms that take a position on where the market will go in the next few seconds, minutes or hours. So there are, if you like, outright bets on whether the price will rise or fall. And there's two types of, within that class of, I'll call those position-taking HFTs, because they take a position on whether the market will rise or fall. And within those, there's two general classes of algorithms. There's those that look for momentum. They look for a continuation in price movement. And what they attempt to do is jump on that momentum and ride it.
Ride the wave, as it were, of a company that's going up or whatever.
Correct. And sometimes this segment of the HFT community are called parasitic traders, because they rely on someone who is potentially a superannuation fund that's executing a very large order through time and pushing up the price. And so they'll jump in and buy ahead of that order and then potentially sell back into it at a higher price. So that's a fairly controversial part of the HFT community, but I believe a very small one. The other type of position-taking algorithm, in general terms, is a group that we call mean reverters. And what they look for is they look for price movements or pricing of securities that are way away from a normal or an equilibrium price.
So they might be looking for outlying share prices, one that's particularly low or particularly high, and figure,
exactly,
well, there's an anomaly here, we'll snap this up, and then when it comes back to normal, we can sell it again and make our profit.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Now, this is The National Interest on ABC Radio National. I'm speaking to Professor Alex Freno about high-frequency trading on the stock market, which is now an increasingly large part of the trading that goes on. Alex Freno, the critics of high-frequency trading say this increases volatility in the share market and raises the risk of spectacular crashes, like the so-called flash crash of May last year, which wiped out $1 trillion of value from Wall Street shares in a matter of minutes.
I think that this is market folklore, and it's emanating from a segment of the market, but probably the investment management segment of the market, and is probably a response to the uncertainty around what impact the HFT community is having on the marketplace, because we don't know a lot about it. Only 3 years ago in Australia, there was very little HFT activity, and currently they're involved in half the trades.
So it is a very new thing. I mean, and the regulators are clearly worried about this, because they've just announced, the Australian Securities and Investment Commission has announced, it's going to require high-frequency traders to put kill switches in. What's a kill switch?
So a kill switch is it's not the high frequency trader that's going to be required to have it, but the market participant, if you like, the broker that is facilitating access to the market for the HFT. And the kill switch is, if I understand what ASIC means, and it's unclear, I might say, precisely what it means, but I believe they're talking here about filters, in which if one of your HFT customers submits an order to the marketplace that is way out of the market, that broker has the facility to actually shut down that order and prevent it reaching the market.
So this
and
would
potentially
this would,
wreaking havoc.
This would avoid kind of rogue events, like in theory, like the flash crash of May last year.
Now the flash crash is very interesting indeed, because there's absolutely no evidence whatsoever that it was caused or indeed exaggerated. The price volatility was exaggerated by the HFT community. In fact, some of the best evidence I've seen coming out of the United States by some very world-class leading academics have shown that, contrary to popular belief, HFT firms actually provided liquidity which slowed down, albeit by a very small amount, the very large fall in price that occurred in May last year. So there's absolutely no evidence whatsoever that HFTs exacerbate volatility.
Let's look at the question, though, another way. I mean, the role of the share market is to assign value to companies based on a judgment of that company's future prospects, its underlying assets, its market plan, and all that sort of thing, as yes. revealed in publicly disclosed information. That's the concept. But that concept, I mean, high-frequency trading has nothing to do with that sort of idea, does it? I mean, it's completely kind of playing the margins, a kind of roulette of share trading, isn't it?
What we know that the HFT, we've done a little bit of research that looks at the role of markets and the role of HFTs in the respect that you describe. And it's very true to say that one role of the market is to actually price a security, which determines how much capital is allocated to it. But also the market exists to provide liquidity, to provide a place where buyers and sellers can meet. And HFT firms, by allowing others to trade with them, by providing the marketplace with some liquidity, serve that role. And liquidity is absolutely crucial to getting proper price discovery or proper pricing of securities. So I appreciate the point you're trying to make. Yes, absolutely. HFT firms do not trade on fundamental information, but they do trade, and they do trade on market-generated information, typically about demand and supply imbalances in the marketplace that per se can distort the price at which a security trades.
So in summary, you think we should be alert but not alarmed by high-frequency trading?
I think we should be alert. I think that they do pose risks, but I think that ASIC is well aware of those risks and has put together a set of suggested or proposed regulations that should, to some extent, mitigate those risks.
Alex Freno, thank you.
Thank you very much for having me.
Dr. Alex Freno is CEO of the Capital Markets Cooperative Research Centre, and you can give us your thoughts on computer-generated trading using the computer-generated response on abc.net.au/rn/national interest. Or you can call the feedback line 1300 936 222.